Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in construction, real estate, and development? We pull back the curtain on the new home construction industry, the real estate market, and the trends shaping it all. Discover the stories, insights, and expertise behind the process of building a new home. Join us for Trust the Process podcast, and let's build something great together.
Welcome back to Trust the Process podcast, where we talk about the housing industry, the real estate market, and everything in between. Today, wanted to talk a little bit about appraisals. So kind of, that's one of those things in the housing market and the housing industry as a whole, that is a temperature check on the market. What are we seeing now? What do we know is happening? Shortfalls, tidewater, yeah. Overs, unders. I think there has been, you know, just over time, an expectation of where we think homes should be listed. And I think now buyers have started to push a little harder on what they think their home is worth. And I think that there might be some swing that's happening in that. So curious to get your take on it and what you think is happening in the appraisal world.
So, I mean, I've been in the industry for about 14 years and in the build industry for 10 of those. And I mean, I've definitely seen times where appraisals are the only thing anyone can talk about. And then other times where it's just kind of like another step in the process. So in stable markets, as long as your property is not really bucking the trends, you don't really think about the appraisal. You just say, that's one more step. And but appraisers on a purchase, is you can have an appraisal with a refinance or appraisal for a divorce. Or when you have a buyer and a seller that have come together and are under contract with deposits and moving forward, you know, that is price discovery. So generally, appraisers will try to meet that value as best they can. And then their job is to just document the evidence. And they are a licensed person with insurance. And I mean, it is a job that people take very seriously, as well they should. Ultimately, they're there to protect the bank. They're not there to protect the buyer. They're not there to get at the seller.
Right.
They're there to protect the bank to say all your valuations, 80% loan to value. What's the value is the number that the appraiser's coming in at. It doesn't mean that's what the home has to transact for, though. So if the home is under contract for 800 and has an appraisal at 775, if the seller doesn't want to go to that number, that's okay. I mean, at the end of the day, the buyer agreed to pay $800,000 for the home, no matter how they get there. So the contracts on the buy side have appraisal contingencies. On the resale side have appraisal contingencies, generally speaking. You don't always have to have them. They're not law. It's probably a good agency to protect your buyer with an appraisal contingency. Generally in Las Vegas, that's around 21 days from contract acceptance, 18 to 21 days. So when you look at it through that lens, it's a buyer's problem. The appraisal is a buyer's problem. And it's a condition of their loan. A cash buyer has no appraisal.
Right.
Sellers sometimes want to get an appraisal done before they list the home, which it makes absolutely no sense because it's one person's opinion of value at that day in time. We don't have a contract. We don't have a buyer. Nothing. That number's going to tell us absolutely nothing.
Right.
That appraisal could come in again differently next week, a month from now, 2 months from now. So ultimately, the seller needs not concern themselves with an appraisal above and beyond how it could affect the sale of their home. So you're going to find price resistance eventually. And if your home's not unique enough, you might not find that buyer that will pay over that appraised value. When homes are in hot demand and inventory is low, and we're coming off of a buyer's market or a balanced market, that's when appraisals really start to matter. Because you have data 6 months ago that doesn't support what the current market looks like today.
Right.
And I experienced that in 2018, late 2020, but really mostly all of 2021. We had to get through a year's worth of sales data to have enough evidence to support where the new market was at that time, or buyers and sellers were meeting each other. So when you had inventory down 70% and the buyer activity up 40%, you had a big mismatch in supply and demand. So therefore, the most motivated buyers were able to get those homes, whether they were cash, whether they were waiving appraisal, and or in the off chance you found a home that had some data behind it. But generally speaking, buyers or sellers were so used to pushing the market. If they had neighborhood comps at 700, they were going to push to 725 anyway. And at that time, no matter what you listed, pretty much was selling, even if it was detached from reality, because there's just nothing to compete with you to keep you honest. So buyers were waiving appraisals. Buyers were committing to $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 over appraised value. And that's how we were getting those values recorded. And those are the values that we're leaning on today for our appraisals. Appraisals usually only go back 180 days, but still that data chained together to say, okay, well, 2022 was leaning on late 21, 23 was leaning on 22, and so on and so forth. And now appraisals aren't really an issue anymore.
I feel like they're not too.
No, yeah. It's just not.
Yeah, what about on the builders?
So, and that's a good point.
We're going into a new community where there is no comp. We haven't said that yet. We haven't built any model match or anything to go off of that's identical.
A couple of hacks that a builder can employ. They can build the model, stage the model, furnish the model, and then sell to an investor for cash with a model home lease back. Many times those lease backs are inflated to push the comp higher. So they'll work in a 3-year lease or a 2-year lease. Yeah. That's a good trick up their sleeve. One thing as a builder I can tell you that you really lean on is appraisers are really generous with builders. I don't know. I've never had one of my builds not appraise. I've never been on the broker side of a production builder when I was the buyer's representative that didn't come in at value unless it was something maybe they had worked in the cost of a pool or something. Maybe it was one-off situation if I really thought back over 12, 14 years where that was an issue, but that would be one time. I can tell you that it's really never been an issue. And you brought up a good point when you're a new tract or you're a new neighborhood, they'll just go out 2-3 miles and ultimately they're going to look at what is your builder's base price, which I can go into my office right now and change our base price with two keystrokes. But the appraiser looks at that and says, what's your base price on this home? What's the list of upgrades that are put in this home? And as long as that all kind of tracks, you're generally going to get it. And I know they don't ever show us if when we're, you know, as a builder, you're the seller. This is a good misnomer or misconception too. Oh, what did the appraisal come in at? The buyer bought that appraisal. You'll never see that appraisal unless it's low. Right. And they're using it to leverage lower
seller
price.
Seller wants to know. What seller was it really worth? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's usually a pass-fail. You made it or you didn't. Give you a true value typically.
Yeah. And I have seen, as the market's gotten soft this year, homes appraising for higher than our contract price. You know, when I look at some of our brokerage clients.
We had one recently.
Appraised for higher, significantly higher. So it shows you that's an example of a market cooling. The comps were better 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago. There was enough in there for the appraiser to say, oh, this is appraising for $1 million. We were under contract for $915, I want to say. So that's a huge discrepancy. So that buyer either got a ton of great equity or it was the beginning of the values kind of getting soft in that area. And I think it's probably the beginning of the values getting soft in that area. But it'll take a while now because now that his recorded sale will become part of the appraisal calculus going forward. Sure. So it's very hard for homes to appraise over contract value because there's no greater representation of a home's value than one of what ready, willing, and able buyer is willing to pay for a property that a seller is willing to sell. So that establishes the market right then and there. But there are times where the evidence is that compelling that, well, yeah, it's 915, but we think it's probably worth more than like $1 million.
Yeah.
So,
and I do think new homes often set the comp. You know, I think I can think of times where in selling in a big home track, you're selling the home that you haven't, trying to get an appraisal on a home that you haven't had appraised yet. Now we've had a price increase on our base, new home price is going to be higher, and we haven't. So then you set that, but that gives a trend for the whole rest of the community moving forward, including yours and everything outlying.
I agree. You're definitely making the market as a builder. So generally in Las Vegas and a lot of areas that have a lot of significant suburban sprawl, new is around other new, so you do have that kind of proof of value.
For sure, yeah.
But one builder builds a very different 2,500 square foot home than another builder.
True.
So it's not just purely off of size, it's not purely off of lot size, the location, or views. A lot of it is quality of builder.
Finishes,
and I use that word quality loosely, it's just category of finishes. Because you can have a cheap finish that is good quality. It's just a good version of cheap wood flooring.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Right. It doesn't mean that it's inferior. Yeah. It just is
and
a lower spec.
And relative to that price point, right? It's great for that price
point.
Great
for $500. It's not good for $700.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but that's the kind of flexibility that builders enjoy. And then on the luxury side, I will say, I don't know, probably only 50% of our builds that sell even need an appraisal. There's a lot of cash in our...
A lot of cash.
In our... Yeah. In our
yeah.
In our
and it's a different market. Buyer profile. So it is. Yeah, the luxury.
We have a lot
custom
of...
Custom luxury.
Yeah, custom luxury for sale is a very different mm-hmm. buyer pool.
And truly, what we're comping against in those custom communities anyway, we wouldn't have to worry about
right.
the value.
There generally, are, you know. And plus, you know, my methodology is I tend to underdevelop. Mm-hmm. So if a neighborhood can hold $700 a square foot at a $3 million sales price, I'll look to build $600 a square mm-hmm. at a $2.2 million. So I'll scale down the home. I'll scale down maybe what I'm doing in the yard to hit to be a really nice $2.5 million home in right. a $3 million neighborhood. Something that I've always done. A lot of developers go to max it out completely, but I've never leaned on that strategy. I'd rather build a really premium mm-hmm. $2.5 million home than a really, really premium overdeveloped 3.5 that's got to push yeah. the market 500,000. I've just seen too many developers get taken down with that type of logic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no big surprises in the world of appraisals, nothing that seems alarming no. or shocking. I mean, I know there are changes no. in the market as a whole.
One thing that happened during COVID to limit the amount of visits to a home, a lot of lenders were offering PIWs, which is a property inspection uh-huh. waiver, which is a fancy word for appraisal. So if the comps were good enough that the computer or the bank, the lender's basic mm-hmm. valuation model could evaluate within a confidence interval of 20,000 one way or another, and they were in that interval and they were putting 10% down or whatever, they had different
right.
metrics. So
right.
if this and this mm-hmm. and this and this, no appraisal.
Yeah.
And a good talking point with buyers, I was doing a lot of brokerage business at that time. Should we still get one? If you want to spend $500 for a report that you'll look at once, mm-hmm. you can. Mm-hmm. But
and
the market's the market.
Zestimate kind of a thing, that's yeah. going to be a similar to what that, you know, AI generated
yeah.
appraisal is going to evaluate.
Yeah,
yeah. exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, nothing crazy. I think that we're in for a lot of smooth sailing. We're also in a market that has a lot of reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot of very similar homes that make appraising properties very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like it's the easiest job in the industry, with all due respect to appraisers, in a market like Las Vegas or Phoenix
yeah.
or an area with a lot of production homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
good. Well, thank you for your information, for your time, and thank you guys for joining us today on another episode of Trust the Process. And we'll see you back next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning into the Trust the Process podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify to stay in the loop with the latest insights, project updates, and everything in between. See you next time.